For today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. The government has allocated 500,000 Namibia dollars to each region for memorial services honoring the late President Sam Nujoma. The Office of the Prime Minister says regional governors will manage the ceremonies, ensuring adherence to the Public Procurement Act. Despite earlier plans to transport the late leader's remains nationwide, a state memorial will now be held at his birthplace, Etunda, in the Omsati region. The SWAPO Central Committee has endorsed Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa as the sole candidate for the Extraordinary Congress scheduled for 7 to 9 March 2025. The decision follows deliberations on recommendations made by the Politburo on 12 February 2025. Meanwhile, reports indicate that the vice president position will be frozen until 2027. Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo explains the significance of this development.
This is a party matter. The party have decided so. But what we are reading is there are concerns that they have that filling that position now might create disunity. But I think, in my view, it's postponing challenges. If there are disunity and you want that position to be contested in 2027, there's nothing that will make the unity work in between until that time. So if it is about certain dynamics and challenges that are prevailing in the party now, there's nothing that they will make it that by 2027 they will disappear.
More than 40 people, mostly women, were killed in a collapse at an illegal gold mine in Mali's Kayes region. The victims had been searching for scraps of gold in abandoned industrial pits when the earth gave way.
Officials in Mali say the miners were killed on Saturday when they tried to illegally recover gold from abandoned pits in the western part of the country. This comes barely a month after at least 10 people were killed in a mining tunnel when it got flooded. Mali is one of the world's largest producers of gold, and its economy is largely dependent on gold exports. Many in Mali engage in illegal gold mining to escape poverty, and accidents are not uncommon at illegal mining sites due to poor enforcement of safety measures. Nabil Ahmed Rufai, Accra, Ghana.
The U.S. Embassy in Pretoria has confirmed that it will forward a petition from a group of Afrikaners to U.S. President Donald Trump. Approximately 1,000 people gathered outside the embassy on Saturday, calling for U.S. intervention in South Africa's Expropriation Act. The government insists on no land grabs and no group is targeted, but activist Willem Pitsa claims the law impacts the Afrikaner community.
We thank Donald Trump for the steps he is taking, and we just want to say to America and to the West, despite the foreign policy decisions the South African government had taken in the past, the West does still have a friend here in South Africa. With the support of the West, we can make South Africa great again.
And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the Middle East, but has not been invited to talks between the U.S. and Russia. Zelensky is in the UAE and is later due to travel to Saudi Arabia, where on Tuesday officials from Washington and Moscow will hold talks on ending the war in Ukraine.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the next few days will determine whether Russian President Vladimir Putin is serious about peace. He claims European nations, including Ukraine, will later have a chance to be part of any real negotiations. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine will never accept the outcome of any peace negotiations it doesn't participate in. The Kremlin says the talks due to begin between Moscow and Washington on Tuesday aim to restore the entire complex of Russian-American relations, including possible negotiations on Ukraine. Stuart Smith, Kyiv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.